This is the first stop for people streaming in from rural areas near New Delhi, a busy city intersection from where contractors pick up daily wage labor. Many waiting here are despondent because they managed to get work for barely half the month.
I have the ability to work hard. I never turn down any work, but I would prefer to get a cleaner, a permanent job. The problem is one day I have money to buy rations, the next day I don't.
Opposition parties say the numbers of those grappling with joblessness or underemployment have risen to record high levels during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's administration, whether among the uneducated or educated. They cite reports from researchers and an unpublished leaked government survey showing soaring unemployment.
Our government is refusing to accept that we have a massive crisis and a potential disaster.
Prime Minister Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, however, dismisses the job data, saying it focuses only on the 15% Indians who work in the formal economy. It cites industry reports showing that jobs have been created. The BJP says the issue is not jobs, but livelihoods, and that millions have found work in the infrastructure and transport sectors as India's economy expands. They are self-employed people like Chain Paul Singh. He quit his job and took a loan to buy a cab as the app-based taxi business boomed. In 4 years, Singh has earned enough to invest in 2 more cars.
I am much better off. I used to earn about $225 a month. Now, in some months, I can earn almost double that. It's been beneficial for me.
Although data paints conflicting pictures, economists say joblessness is one of the country's biggest challenges. A 2016 currency ban dried up jobs. The Prime Minister's Make in India campaign to kickstart manufacturing has made a slow start. And sluggish labor-intensive sectors cannot cater to growing numbers of job seekers.
More young people are entering the labor force. Millions want to leave agriculture but can't find construction work because construction activity has slowed down, because the investment rate in the economy has slowed down. No one is saying no investment is taking place, no new jobs are getting created. Of course they are, but nowhere close to the rate at which jobs are needed.
As jobs or lack of them generate heated debate, the final verdict will be given by millions of voters when they decide whether to give Prime Minister Modi a second term in office. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.